This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Well, it's happened to everybody at one point or another. You open up your Facebook feed and see an outrageous photo someone posted, maybe of John Lennon playing guitar alongside Che Guevara, or maybe a photo of the Buddha carved in an impossible-to-get-to rock formation, and you think, that cannot be real. But it looks so real. As photo editing software becomes more sophisticated, telling real from fake photos on the internet is becoming more of a challenge. Matt Novak writes the Paleo Future blog over at Gizmodo.com, which is where we found his post, Inside the Fakes Factory, by chat with a viral image creator. And Matt, welcome back to Word of Mouth. And I want to make a note here that Matt was on our very first episode of Word of Mouth 8 years ago, pretty much this week. Matt, great to have you.
Thanks for having me, Virginia. It's hard to believe it's been that long.
I know. And we still keep going. Well, let's start with this Buddha carved in the rock formation. People may have seen this photograph. It is just spectacular. It looks like something out of a movie set. Who is the artist behind it?
Well, it's actually an anonymous artist. I was put in contact with a man who wanted to remain anonymous, who's part of an online art collective known as Reality Cues. And they have a project called Graffiti Lab, where they manipulate different images that they find online. And it turns out a lot of these images wind up being passed along as real.
So does he go like full Banksy manipulated voice, or did he speak with you straight on?
We actually just chatted over GChat. So that was how I talked to that person. But I've talked to a number of other people through various means who want to keep themselves away from the public eye for one reason or another.
You know, we joke about the idea of pressing a viral button to make something on the internet spread exponentially. But this guy and others who work in this Graffiti Lab project has kind of cracked the code for making images go viral. What's the method?
Well, you know, obviously this person from Reality Cues uses Photoshop. And it was actually an interesting point in our discussion when I asked him, you know, sort of how, if there were other images other than this incredibly popular one of the Buddha carved into this tall rock formation in China, just impossibly tall. It would have been incredibly hard to make, and it obviously was not made. It was a Photoshop creation. But I asked him, you know, are there other images that are obviously fake that get passed around? And he, you know, clearly was amused by this, because it's so hard sometimes to see what is obviously fake. One thing that might be obviously fake to one person could be completely plausible to another. You know, it's interesting to see how people want so desperately for something to be incredible in the world, and for that to be some sort of validation that people can really do incredible things.
Well, it's not only that people want them to be real. Some people say they visited these sites.
That's true. He sent me along a Tumblr post that a young woman had made, where she claimed that she had actually seen this Buddha carved up in this impossibly tall rock formation.
Well, maybe in a Shaolin warrior movie or something like that.
Sure.
But you describe these photographs as clearly Photoshopped. But a lot of people do believe these manipulated photos are real. Why do you think that is? I mean, to you, they look absolutely fake. To others, they see a place and think, oh, there are so many places in the world I haven't been. This could be real.
It's interesting because not everything that I look at in this sort of what's become a recurring series for me, looking at different fake images online, not everything is obviously fake. Sometimes something just doesn't smell right. And I'll use some of the fabulous tools that are now available online to what's called reverse image search them, which is to put, rather than, you know, most people are familiar with Google, where you type in some kind of search query that's via text. There are actually tools now where you can plug in an image and look at other places where that image has appeared. And oftentimes you'll find the original source for it. Other times it takes other methods, but that's obviously a good first place to look. Sometimes it's the description itself that's off. It's not necessarily that someone had manipulated an image. For instance, today I just had a post that went up that showed Audrey Hepburn supposedly dancing. And it turns out it was a very recent stock image of a dancer, but from it looked so much like her that I had to find a different image of it, a higher res image of it, in order to be able to zoom in and show that it clearly wasn't her.
Are they playing with that idea that our image of reality is so often photoshopped? Or all of these fake images kind of creating skepticism in a public that will never believe what they see?
Well, I think it's a bit of both. I think that, you know, a lot of people see this as sort of a new phenomenon that started with Photoshop, and that it's turning us all into terrible skeptics. And I'm not sure that that's entirely true. You know, we have to remember that long before the invention of Photoshop, people were making fake images. For instance, there was an image of Teddy Roosevelt riding a moose, made in 1912, and it's a pre-Photoshop manipulated image that still gets passed around today, funnily enough. So it's tough because a lot of these issues are not new. I can't speak to what the actual motivations of this online art collective are, but they definitely want to highlight some of these issues about how we define what is real when it comes to landscape or architecture.
Well, I'm interested in how you feel about it as the editor of Paleo Future. I mean, you look through all sorts of old imagery and writing about how people predicted the future. So in a way, there becomes this kind of aspirational quality, you know, to a photograph of us or a picture of us, an image of people on a moving sidewalk or in a jetpack or something.
Right.
So can it provide some kind of dreamy sense of where we're going?
For sure. I think you really hit it on the head there with aspirational being the key word. You know, as you said, I study all of these past visions of the future, whether it's jetpacks or flying cars or meal pills. And I often come across these sorts of ideas. That's actually what got me interested in this fake viral images to begin with. It was this image that was getting passed around of people supposedly on an airplane in the 1960s. And the caption that was getting passed around is that this is what coach class used to look like. And it was incredibly luxurious. It was, you know, people had plenty of leg room, and it was lots of headroom, and it would just look very civilized, for lack of a better word. The catch was that it was actually a mock-up that Boeing had done. It wasn't a real plane. It was an aspirational image for Boeing. It was a plane that had never actually existed in the real world outside of a photo studio. This was the first sort of kicking off for me this interest in these broader ideas about sort of what we want to believe about the future and what we want to believe about history. I think we often romanticize the past, especially when it comes to air travel, while forgetting any number of different issues or even forgetting that, you know, some of these images could be fake.
Well, we can dream, Matt.
We can, yes.
Matt Novak writes the Paleo Future blog over at gizmodo.com, which is where we found his post, Inside the Fakes Factory, my chat with a viral image creator. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Virginia.
If you'd like to see some of those too-good-to-be-true viral images that are popping up around the internet, we've compiled some of our favorites, from a spider with a 6-foot leg span to a frozen over Niagara Falls. The pics can all be found on our website, wordofmouthradio.org. And we're going to continue with tales of fooling the eye and the mind. Up next, a 19th century hoax that remains one of the greatest cons in American history. Step right up for the giant Indian of Cardiff. That's when Word of Mouth continues after the news from NHPR.